This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Ollie Gady, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader early on a Monday morning. Hopefully you guys are having an excellent start to the day. Reader, I wanted to talk about elementary school for a second. I mean, of course, schools are going to be back in session soon. One of my favorite things about school when I was a kid was pizza lunch. Did you guys ever do pizza lunches in Outlook?
You know, not that often. We didn't. I mean, at the high school in Outlook, we had just the canteen that was open every day, so we didn't really have specific days. And in elementary school in Conquest, we didn't really have pizza days so much. We always had hot dog days.
Oh, okay.
Which to this day has rendered me unable to just stomach boiled hot dogs again.
I think we've had this conversation about how scared of boiled hot dogs you are. They're not going to kill you, man.
Yeah, but they're not great.
Well, we don't want to give you guys hot dogs. We want to give you guys some pizza. Thinking about pizza lunches, because when I was a kid and I knew a pizza lunch was coming, that day was a write-off. I could not focus to save my life, because the only thing I could think about was getting pizza at lunchtime, and there was nothing that could stop me from getting that.
You were ready to push all the other kids out of the way.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I was ready to throw some bows, you know what I mean?
You're a big dude. You could make progress through the line pretty quick.
I was in elementary school. I was the same size as all the other kids. I didn't get... But if you are like me and you can't think about anything but pizza, if there's a chance at some free pizza, well, text us this morning. It's Pizza Monday.
Yes, it's so simple. You send us the keyword, pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, that's the keyword, along with your name and where you're from, your address, all in one text. That's all you need to do, and you'll be in to win.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I'm going to open up the text line right now just to take a look if we got any early birds here, and I believe we do. So this is what you need to send us, because I'm going to use Brooke from Yorkton as an example. Brooke sent us the keyword, her name, her address, including where she lives, and she is entered in. So thank you to Brooke in Yorkton, also Darren in Yorkton, and Rochelle in Kuroki as well. Yeah. So thank you guys for sending us those text entries. That's how you enter in. The keyword is pizza. Send that word in a message with your name and address to 306-783-3699. We just need your address in case we got to mail it. Because, like, what if Rochelle and Kuroki wins? We got to mail it to her.
Yes.
So, hey, that's why we need your address. If you get a confirmation, you're hot to go. So text pizza, your name, and your address to 306-783-3699. You could win a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton.
Who has two thumbs and sucks at gardening?
Nick. It's Nick.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Hi. Dua Lipa, Fox FM, more hits and more favorites with Nick and Reader on this Monday morning. And if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/morefoxfm, I love this. Patrick was talking about this on Friday, and I want to talk about it too. What is something you or your child have destroyed? So when you were a kid, were you the cause of collateral damage in your house?
I'm trying to think of specific things. I know one thing that I really destroyed, my mom's garden.
Oh, no.
When I was a kid. And it was totally unintentional. I thought I was being helpful weeding the garden. For once, I actually took the initiative to do it myself and thought, oh, I'll be a helpful Harvey and just, you know, clear all the weeds out. But I didn't know the difference between a lot of my plants, and I ended up just pulling everything out of the ground.
Oh, no.
And didn't realize it until it was too late.
So you probably got a stern talking to after that.
Yeah.
I used to break a lot of stuff when I was a kid. My mom loves angels and loves stuff about angels. So she always collects like small decorative things, like little glass angels to put on shelves and coffee tables. And yeah, there was a point in my life where she couldn't buy a new decorative angel for the living room without it being broken and then put back together with super glue. It was, I don't know, just stuff. It would fall off shelves, or maybe I was running too fast by the shelves, or yeah, but I certainly broke a lot of little glass angels when I was a kid.
Need one of those, you know, the old school china cabinet with the glass doors on it.
They
but then you break the glass doors, and then
They got one of those cabinets later on in my life, so maybe that was just an indicator that I was playing a little bit too rough, too. There was another one I wanted to mention, because I know my mom and dad listen to the show. They would be mad if I didn't mention this. We went to Mexico when I was the fourth grade,
Okay. And
they brought back a chess set that was made out of pewter. Mm. And yeah, there's a couple pieces from that chess set that were snapped.
So
somehow we managed to break pewter chess pieces, but there you go. We would like to know, Facebook.com/MoreFoxFM, where do you stand on this destruction page? Were you a kid that destroyed the house, or do your kids destroy your house? We'd love to know.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Arizona Service, Fox FM on a Monday morning. Nick and Reader hanging out with you as well. Hopefully you guys are having an excellent start to the day. Reader, we mentioned earlier this morning how I had a very strange Sunday, which involved a lot of sleep. Apparently, I must have been lacking sleep the past couple weeks or something, because most of yesterday I was either asleep or awake and not understanding what time it was.
You just spent the day getting caught up on your sleep.
I guess so, yeah. It was surprising, to say the least, but I spent a lot of time in bed yesterday, so yeah. I wanted to talk about pillows. Reader, have you ever bought a pillow before?
I have.
Okay. I have never bought a pillow.
Really?
In my entire life. Yeah. Like, as a kid, I slept on whatever pillows my mom and dad gave me because I lived in their house. As an adult, I've slept with the same pillows ever since I moved out of my parents' house that they were bought for me as like a housewarming gift. Yeah. I've never went to a store and bought a pillow before.
Oh, yeah. I've bought pillows many, many times.
Okay. So you have expertise in pillows. I wanted to know, hard or soft pillow? How do you feel about that?
I like a nice soft pillow.
Yeah? Like,
I do.
Like on a scale of 10, 1 being like a rock and 10 being like too soft, where are you falling on the...
Give me a solid 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm like a 3 or a 4. I like a hard pillow. I don't know. Yeah. I like a hard bed and a hard pillow, mainly because I'm so heavy, I think. That's probably what it is.
Well, the problem that I run into is after a while, when you use them long enough, they just flatten out.
Mm.
And then they don't poof up anymore.
Okay, yeah, I do.
And you want to feel like you're on a cloud when you're in dreamland.
Maybe, yeah, you do, I suppose. I think you and I are on the opposite end of the spectrum, because for me, sleep is just a utilitarian thing. It's just something I need to do.
You just pull the blankets back and you have a bed of nails underneath you?
Almost. I have a really hard mattress as well, too. It got me thinking about pillows, though, because I wanted to know, hard or soft, because I love a hard pillow, you love a soft pillow.
Yeah.
Do you ever find that, like, when you hit your head on a soft pillow, you just hit the mattress, like it's too soft?
Oh, no.
Okay, because that's what I'm afraid of with soft pillows.
Mind you, I always have 2.
Oh, okay. The more and more I talk about my sleeping situation, the more I realize how weird it is, because I have 1 pillow, 1 blanket, I sleep on a very hard mattress, and I don't really enjoy sleep.
Next, we're going to find out that you just sleep in gravity boots like Michael Keaton in the 89 Batman movie.
I'm like a step or two away from that, aren't I? Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? You guys are out there and you're listening and you're normal, so why not tell us about the pillow choices you have? Are you a firm pillow person or a soft pillow person? Go to Facebook.com/MoreFoxFM.
Fox FM mornings with Nick and Reader, the Lewis and Clark of small town cafes.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Halsey with Nightmare. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you, and hopefully you guys are having a good start to this Monday morning. Reader, how was your weekend, man?
It was pretty good, actually. Yeah, just kind of took it easy Friday night. Made a day trip into Regina on Saturday go do a little shopping and just change scenery for a day, and then we in the evening celebrated one of our co-workers, Mr. Eddie Q, kind of a delayed
birthday celebration yeah.
And then yesterday I just did a whole lot of nothing.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I watched a new movie over the weekend.
Really?
Because hey, guess what, movies are back finally. Mm-hmm. We had a new one over the weekend. The newest Bill and Ted movie is in theaters and also on streaming, so you can watch it right now. I decided I wanted to watch Bill and Ted Face the Music. I love Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I've never seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, so I watched that over the weekend as well, and I did like the full trilogy thing, and I want to do a little Nick's movie review of the latest Bill and Ted movie. I liked it. I thought it was great. It was just a fun movie that wasn't serious. It was just Bill and Ted, their daughters, and that was it. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that there's new movies again.
Nice. I haven't seen either of the first two movies.
Okay.
So I feel like I need to see them to really be able to jump right into the new one.
There are callbacks and jokes. Because it's the original guys who made it, too. So it's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, the original Bill and Ted, plus the original writers and directors of the original two. So it's everybody's back again doing the same thing. So if you like the original Bill and Ted movies, you're probably going to like this one. It's not really outrageously bad. It's just fun. It's just a fun movie. And are you familiar with the story of Bill and Ted?
Not really.
So the first one, they go back in time to get historical figures to pass a history exam. So this newest one is Bill and Ted's kids have to put together a band of famous musicians from history to help their dads write a song. Okay. So I wanted to ask you, if you could make a band, if you were Bill and Ted's daughters and went back in time, who would you grab out of history to make your band?
Boy.
Yeah, right? It's tough.
Yeah, there are so many good ones.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil the musicians that they picked in the movie, but I will say Kid Cudi is one of them, and I thought that was hilarious.
That's a hard choice, because do you think living or dead, or what era do you
put together? Do you go Canadian, or do you go international? That's the thing as well.
Oh, there's so many choices.
Like, I would just slam Gord Downie just right out the gate. That's my number one pick. Oh, first overall. He's my Connor McDavid.
Oh, man. you could have like a rock band, but you could put together a super group like a Blood, Sweat, and Tears, where you have your guitar, your vocal, everything, but then you throw in the horn section. So you could have like Hendrix on guitar, but you could have Louis Armstrong on trumpet.
Exactly.
And you could put Gord up front singing. I mean, Keith Moon or John Bonham on drums.
Now you know why I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm excited to hear what everybody's thinking out there as well. Text us. Who would you go back in time to build a band with? Some like a Highwaymen situation. We'd love to hear from you. Call or text 306-783-3699. And final word on Bill and Ted Face the Music. Watch it if you want to check it out. It's streaming right now digitally. I don't think it's in theaters in Canada. I'm not sure, but you have to go check online for that. But I know you can go watch it online right now.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. Like that.